I'm joined by my broadcasting partner, Michael Reiner, my longtime hero, Norman Hitzkus,
Cobra.
And my good, Cobra. Strong Muslim friend, Donovan Lewis.
Easy.
Sorry.
My God is an awesome God.
It is time for the fight between two bandmates, which I believe, Mike, we threw out on the air just as a whim and a lark.
Yes.
At the end of trying to book these fights.
This actually materialized.
Now,
I'm very curious about this.
Yeah,
because both of these, or at least one of these gentlemen, is very, very heavily tattooed. Look at that.
Well, the other one has tattoos himself, and you would think that the longer-haired one would be more tattooed. We are dealing with Aaron, who is the bass player in this band, and we are dealing with Justin, who is the guitar player in the band. Donovan, walk us through what band this is and why they hate each other.
Thank you, Corby.
Anytime.
What? And you're Aaron, right?
Yes.
Now, what band? What's the name of the band?
Overseen.
Now, what kind of music do you guys play?
Rock and roll. We got a CD release at Trees October 9th.
All right, that's a long way away. We don't want to talk about that right now.
What kind of rock and roll do you play?
What kind of rock and roll do you play?
Is it butt
badass rock?
Rock
and roll?
Well, what kind?
Compare it to another band.
Petty Theft.
3 Days Grace.
Is this
anyone?
Is this heavy? Is it like Lamb of God, or is it?
It's not too heavy, not too soft.
All right, so
that's
just
a great
right.
description. I need a T-shirt with that on it.
It's
heavy.
It's like my wiener.
What's up?
He said it's like his wiener.
No.
Yeah, he's seen your wiener, and it's not like that at all. So why do you want to fight your bandmate?
We're on the road. The school's always trying to take my chicks and stuff.
Oh, is that so? It's all about boom boom, huh?
Wow.
Well, let's go talk to Justin, right? That's your name? Justin, you play the guitar.
Yeah.
Do you think bass players are suckers?
They got two less strings to worry about.
Oh, right. And
how would he describe their music?
How would you describe the music?
Not in one word of one band, but I'd say it's a compilation of all of our influences. And yes, September the 9th, CD release.
I thought it was October. It's October.
Oh, yeah, October 9th.
That's why you guys are fighting. You don't even know what the hell's going on in this band.
No, they
Chaos.
Don't. And let me tell you something. Aaron, the bass player that you talked to earlier, he kind of looks like that guy from the Goonies with the one on cross-eyed. And what was that guy? What did he look like? And you're telling me that you're pissed that the long-haired guitar player gets your chicks? Your chicks have got to be garbage over here, bass player.
No comment.
you got to comment about something, man. So do you take his chicks, Justin? You have the chicks on your own, huh?
Yes.
To hell with his ugly, scraggly chicks.
He busted, man.
Yeah, like 9 teeth in their mouth.
I'm beginning to think that these guys are gay, and this is just a band promotion.
All right, Corby, back to you, sir. Bandmates are going to beat each other's ass.
All right, 3 rounds, 45 seconds each. Dr. Lawrence Cole, please.
Oh, go to Rich Phillips.
Rich. Sorry, I forgot about Rich.
Go to Dr. Dick Hicks.
Our next fight is brought to you tonight by the Hardline, Battle of Bandmates. First, out of the red corner, he's the bass player at 5'9", 175 pounds from Fort Worth, Texas. He's Aaron Dennis!
It's insane.
When Mike and in the blue corner, he is the guitar player. 6'2" and a spindly 160 pounds from Houston, Texas. Justin Berry!
Here we go.
Yeah.
Fix my sink.
Who measured these two guys? Is one of them actually 5 inches taller than the other?
Maybe 3.
Okay, no. We just had one of the hottest chicks here walk through the ring in just a little bitty draws, and you're worried about how tall this dude is.
All right, with the play-by-play of tonight's fight, here's Cobra.
Thank you very much. They are circling the ring, and they are looking very much like bass player and guitar player, essentially retarded. They are throwing the weakest punches ever. They're dancing around the ring, and I will tell you this. This better liven up a little bit, or I'm calling this fight a fake. Flailing punches from Aaron.
Nothing landing. Oh, man, this sucks.
Barely scoring. Show some athletic ability.
Remember, the CD release is October 9th.
Don't even promote that, Norm. We're not going to talk about this band anymore. They keep fighting like this.
All right, okay. Justin with a couple of rights. Very weak.
Why did he turn his back?
No doubt about it, they're being fueled by meth and their love for each other.
So how's Cliff Lee faring tonight?
It's scoreless going to the top of the second.
Oh, wow. Sounds like
No.
No. They are getting booed.
We have had
good fight after good fight with athleticism and courage and guts and grit and America behind them. And these two communists are calling this a fight? This is a sham.
Remember, October 9th
this
is the release of the CD.
This is not a sham. I am a sham.
Oh, it's Brad Sham.
They don't even need stools. They shouldn't even be tired. This there, sucks.
There goes Cassie. Yes, she looks 11, but she's 21.
How nice.
Actually, she's 20.
Shh. Oh, really?
How do you know, Mike?
Shh. One more year.
I'm going to have to
one
check that
more
out.
Year.
Before we do anything,
one
I got to look
more
at that.
Year.
I got to look at that ID.
Mike's been tracking that age for 9 years.
Oh, yeah, totally.
With X marks on his calendar.
I've been looking at you since fifth grade. All right, here we go. Round number two. Let's go. Let's liven things up.
Oh,
a weak punch to the stomach.
How feeble.
Is this a pillow fight or what?
Yeah, that's what gay men call it when they fight. Very little action going on. Okay, Aaron threw a legitimate swing, yep. But he missed. Justin kind of looks like he might have played T-ball in first grade, but that's
what are
it.
They doing? They're just standing around looking at each other.
Can you imagine if you guys had to fight Fog Hat, you'd get your ass kicked.
Or petty theft.
Oh,
he's covered up his head like a girl.
That'd kill petty theft.
Oh, no! Not
there
Mike!
There go!
It's a slip!
Oh, my God!
Slip.
They should both be wearing
Aaron
slippers.
Aaron goes down, but... Yeah, they should be wearing slippers. And they give each other a high five.
Hey, why don't you give each other a hug and a kiss and bump them together?
Come on, dude. Stand up for those tattoos.
That's the thing. When I see a tattoo, I think warrior.
I think badass, man.
Aaron goes down. I'm not buying this.
That is so... And he's not going to even get up.
I'm not buying this.
That is so bad.
Oh, the fight's over. The fight's over.
The fight has been stopped.
Justin has won by knockout over his good friend and lover and anal partner, Aaron.
But remember, the release of the CD is scheduled for October 9th.
Norm, don't you even say that anymore. We're not promoting this band again.
Boy, this is all very dicey. Very dicey. He's got to get back in the... Justin, get back in the ring.
Is this a billable minute?
Probably.
What?
Rich Phillips, take it away.
We have a knockout in our bandmate fight, our worst fight so far tonight. 44 seconds in to the second round, our winner by knockout, the guitar player, Justin Barry.
Oh, not even enough applause to generate a boo. Donovan, please.
Now,
I
respect what my man is doing in the suit. He's doing his job. He was asking him questions. Like, if he didn't know the questions now, he just didn't before. He's just a dumbass. Because you didn't even take a hit, man. What the hell you lay down for like that?
Hit me in the back of the head, man. I'm seeing stars.
You're seeing stars.
Yeah, man.
I think you act like this before the fight, man. What the hell is going on? You don't. Now, you have to admit, this was the worst fight of the night, right?
So far, yeah.
And you're proud of yourself. You're proud to be his bandmate.
How many pre-fight bong hits between the two of them?
Yeah, how many pre-fight bong hits?
That was way earlier.
4 o'clock? 4 o'clock? That is horrible.
We should have had Irwin as the ring girl for this fight.
Justin, are you proud of yourself?
Not really. This is my first fight.
He's your first fight.
This is my first fight ever.
Well, I couldn't tell that.
Well, luckily you had
those little bitty patty cake punches you were throwing. Now, do you think you actually hurt that dude?
Nah, not at all.
And why did he go down like that?
He couldn't breathe.
He couldn't breathe. Why not?
Because he smokes a lot of pot.
And he's a fat ass, right?
Yes.
Wow. And what's the name of your band again?
No, we're not going to
talk about it. You don't worry about it because I wasn't going to do it. This is a sham of a fight, right? Fight night?
He'll pass away of hepatitis C soon enough.
I should kick his ass right now, right?
Get him.
Don't worry. He'd kick my ass, too.
Do I stress you out?
Oh, it's Brad Sham. He's back. Singing Alanis Morissette.
He just left.
No, you're done, dude. Finish it.
You can beat it. We don't need to see you in the ring ever again.
The release date has been pushed back to December.